like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray, The Great Gatsby.
Oh, The Great Gatsby. John, I was so looking forward to this. You know, you've been hearing about Gatsby for months now.
For my lifetime.
I was so greatly disappointed.
Right. Had you seen Moulin Rouge?
Yes.
All right, and so you did not know what to expect with Baz Luhrmann?
No, I did, but I really liked Moulin Rouge. Okay. It fell so short, except for visually, which Baz Luhrmann, of course, is known for, these beautiful visuals, kind of like an adult cartoon almost. Lots of glitter, lots of glitz. The music, very, you know, there's Jay-Z, but the story, there was nothing there, and I love the book.
Well, it's difficult to make the comparison between the book and the film, so I stay away from doing that. I just look at it as a film.
But, John, how can you not? It's The Great Gatsby.
But I thought Baz Luhrmann kept to the storyline except for changing the framing device, which I didn't like, having Nick Carraway in a sanatorium.
I actually liked the twist. Or you're saying that that's the only major change and it didn't deviate much from the book? What about the ending? The best part of The Great Gatsby is the ending, that you don't know who fired the shots. You don't know who killed Gatsby.
Well, it
in the movie, they tell you who, and it's so cliche.
Yeah, and it was back with Redford's version of it, which was a little bit more beautiful with the what'll I do when you're...
Right,
it was a kind of a lyrical ending, but I was in because I thought it was very melancholic, as well as luscious, caught all of the glitter and the despair of 1922.
I am so shocked by this. I didn't care about any of the characters. It wasn't sexy. Yes, I am a woman, but as you know, women are very hard on other women. I wanted sex appeal. I didn't see any reason why Daisy Buchanan, who's played by Carey Mulligan, is wowing like the blue blood Tom, who's richer than gold, and Gatsby ruins his life, gets himself killed to woo her back.
For an idea. He's giving everything up for some fantastic romantic ideal that doesn't exist, like that green light across the bay.
Correct. However, if you are making a movie, because it's visual,
yes,
you have the choice to pick somebody who other people are going to find irresistible.
I agree.
Or not even that. I don't need her to be anything other than have that X factor. She doesn't have it.
I thought she was a singular deficit. Agree with you completely. However, the overall spirit of it being lost somewhere between the Great War and the Great Depression, I thought Luhrmann caught that in a very lurid way. DiCaprio was playing a movie star who was playing Gatsby.
I thought it was unbelievably annoying, and I don't know why this choice was made.
But Carolyn, he has trumped up some accent that I have no idea what it is. He, as a character, is trying to disguise his roots.
Oh my gosh, you are giving way too much thought to this. No, it's because Leonardo DiCaprio has never been able to do accents ever. There's a little part of Titanic. They tried to edit it out. You can see it. But I thought this was just it was a wimpy role for someone who is so far ahead in his career and doesn't need to do something like
this. Contrast him with Redford's opaque role.
I was like 12. There were things about this movie that were really visually brilliant. Yes. So much fun. It's like a candy store for a filmmaker.
It's all Art Deco
and it's great.
Careening
and
camera.
For someone who, like me, who really, really loved that book, I was so disappointed.
I thought here it maybe made it close to what was the spirit of Fitzgerald. It's highly decorative. It was luscious and sumptuous.
And something about the speed of certain scenes. It seemed almost comic book-like. Moments where the camera, and I don't know if it has to do with film speed or whatever they do in editing, almost very jerky.
Definitely in the car scenes.
Yes, it was, and you'll see when you see the movie, because again, I actually think it's worth watching. So you'll see there's certain times in the movie where you're like, it's very calm, and then something happens and it's not within the scene, it's with the way it's shot.
So Carolyn, what grade would you give The Great Gatsby?
C-. For The Great
Gatsby.
You can't
do that.
Okay, fine. I give it a C. Does that make you feel better?
Carolyn, how does it make you feel when I give it a B+?
Oh, John.
I'm paddling.
I will let this one slide.
Three, I'm paddling against the current into the past.
What'll I do when are far away? It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.